Hi, everybody. Welcome to our show. This is English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our unit on culture today, and we're going to be talking about a celebration that's going on right now as we speak. It's Thanksgiving. It's the, fourth Thursday of November, and that's today. So, of course, they're celebrating Thanksgiving in the good old USA.
Yeah, and I'm missing that big Thanksgiving dinner. Oh, it's my favorite meal of the whole year. We have more food on Thanksgiving than we do at Christmas or any other time of the year. And most of us as Americans love Thanksgiving because we eat all day, we watch football games, we're with our families, it's great.
I often played golf on Thanksgiving
Day. Oh, really?
If the weather was okay.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes, it's like an Indian summer in the north there. And
which means it's warmer than it typically is.
Or at least the snow hasn't fallen yet,
uh-huh.
So you can still go out and play golf. Sometimes they let you play for free because they're officially closed
wow.
for the season, you know.
Wow.
But most times, though, it's pretty cold at that time of year.
Uh-huh.
I should also mention that Thanksgiving is celebrated not only in the U.S., but Canada has Thanksgiving as well, but theirs is earlier. I think it's the second Monday in October or something like that.
Uh-huh.
But we are going to be talking about the American Thanksgiving today. So let's get to it. Let's talk about this cherished American holiday. Let's listen to today's lesson right now.
Thanksgiving is a cherished American holiday that brings families together for a home-cooked feast. However, this day is not one that turkeys long for, since they are the poultry of choice on the Thanksgiving dinner table. Yet not every gobbler gets roasted, as some lucky ones are saved from slaughter by a power no less than the President of the United States. The Presidential Turkey Pardon is an annual Thanksgiving tradition that allows America's Commander-in-Chief to show his softer side. The original act of mercy is set to date back to President Abraham Lincoln. During the holiday season of 1864, the President's son, Tad, pleaded with his father to let a soon-to-be-cooked turkey keep its head. Lincoln consented to his son's request and spared the bird's life. From then on, other succeeding presidents did the same, though only informally. It was President George H.W. Bush who made the turkey pardon official when he publicly performed the act in 1989. With animal rights activists marching nearby, he turned toward a live turkey and granted the pardon. Every fall since then, the current president has sent a turkey off to live a comfortable life, far from a butcher's knife. A few have even lived out their golden years at Disney theme parks. Since the turkey pardon is a popular media event, the birds meant for pardoning must be trained for the spotlight. They need to keep calm as reporters move around and snap photographs. Yet just in case the chosen bird does go a little cuckoo, there is always an extra turkey waiting in the wings.
Okay, let's talk about the slaughterhouse, at least from the slaughterhouse to the White House. We're talking about turkeys, and if something is killed, if something is massacred for the consumption of meat, we say it's a slaughterhouse. And that's where, of course, cows and pigs go, usually to make steaks and pork chops and stuff like that. And I don't know if turkeys go to slaughterhouses in the U.S. I suppose they do.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty big business there, especially this time of year. If you go to a supermarket in the USA, you go to the meat section, and there are all sorts of whole turkeys for sale. They're usually wrapped in, like, white plastic or
uh-huh.
something. Yeah, I remember those days. It's been some time, but we're talking about this because there's a certain turkey that gets pardoned at the White House. I guess they don't want to kill that turkey.
Mm-hmm. So, as you know, a slaughterhouse is a building where animals are killed for their meat and then put on sale for people to buy in the grocery store. Now, Thanksgiving is a cherished American holiday. If you cherish something, you love it, you feel great affection for it, you feel or show love for something. Most of us cherish our families and our friends, and we cherish them by showing them how much they mean to us, by doing things for them, telling them that we love them. Well, Thanksgiving is a really popular holiday in America because just like Chinese New Year here, all families gather together to eat a meal together. So it's kind of a cool time for families to tell each other they love each other And, of course, the meat of choice is always a turkey. Sometimes ham. Some people don't like turkey meat very much, and so they'll cook a ham as well. And if you're a vegetarian, of course, you're not going to eat any turkey.
No, you might eat a fake turkey, I suppose.
Pretend turkey.
But yes, most people eat turkey. And we should tell you that turkey meat, even Americans know this, turkey meat is not the best kind of meat in the world.
It's kind of dry, right?
So it always kind of depends on the sauce you put on it.
Uh-huh.
Some people put gravy on that, which is kind of like a meat sauce. Or I guess you could put like cranberry sauce on it as well. So that helps the meat be a little bit more palatable.
Tasty, right?
So, yeah, turkey isn't the world's best meat, but, you know, it's a tradition because that's what the pilgrims ate, and a turkey is an American bird, and there were tons of them around when they came over, so that's why turkey is the traditional bird that is eaten on Thanksgiving.
Pilgrims, by the way, are the folks that came over from Europe and settled in America. The famous date is 1620. That's when the first pilgrims showed up.
Absolutely. And, of course, families gather together for a home-cooked feast. Usually it's a four-day holiday. Thanksgiving is on Thursday. And most people take Friday off. And, of course, you got the weekend. So there are 4 days there. And if something's home-cooked, it's cooked at home. You don't order out or have it catered by a restaurant.
No. Well, it says here that it's not a date or a day that turkeys long for. If you long for something, you really want something. Why aren't they happy about Thanksgiving? Well, they happen to be the poultry of choice on the Thanksgiving dinner table. Poultry is a word we use. It's non-count. It's a noun. It just means birds like chickens and ducks and turkeys that are raised on farms for their eggs or meat. That's poultry. So they're not very happy about Thanksgiving. Because they're the ones who are going to be eaten. Not every gobbler gets roasted, though. Some are saved by the President of the United States. We're going to talk about how he does that. A gobbler is just another word for a turkey. Usually, if you say gobbler, though, they are male turkeys, not female turkeys.
Yes, and usually to get roasted means that you're cooking something inside an oven at generally low heat for a long period of time. So that's how turkeys are cooked. And sometimes, of course, male turkeys are referred to as tom turkeys, T-O-M, which means male turkey. And, of course, some lucky turkeys are saved from slaughter by a power no less than the President of the United States. No less than the President. That means this is the person who has this power, the person who has the most power in the USA.
Uh-huh. Well, the presidential turkey pardon is now an official act that the President of the United States does. It's kind of a tradition. If you pardon someone, it's an official act saying someone will not be punished for some crime they did. Well, here, a presidential turkey pardon is when the president says a turkey is not going to be killed for Thanksgiving dinner, and he's allowed to live the rest of his life free from a dinner table. He can continue to live until he dies naturally. We call the President of the United States this title Commander-in-Chief because he is in charge of all the armed forces of the entire country. That's what that means, Commander-in-Chief. And when he pardons turkeys, it gives people a nice feeling about the president. They think, oh, he's nice. He gets to show his softer side. Your softer side is your kind side.
Right, but that sounds like a pretty cool idea. It sounds really neat and humanitarian, but I highly doubt it results in the reduction of meat consumption during Thanksgiving. It probably does not promote vegetarianism at all.
No.
It's just kind of a little tradition that they do. Nobody's going to not eat turkey during Thanksgiving. At least most people aren't going to. And the original act of mercy is said to date back to President Abraham Lincoln, which was back in the 1860s during the time of the American Civil War. Of course, we know Abraham Lincoln. He's the president, or was the president, of the USA during the U.S. Civil War. And this is an original act of mercy. The original one is the first one. We've got this tradition every year. It's been going on every year. And so the first one was the original one.
Mm-hmm. Now, mercy is a noun. It just means a really kind treatment of someone or forgiving treatment of someone. When you could have treated them worse, you were very kind to them. If you're merciful, that's the adjective form of the word. Maybe someone does something bad at work, but the boss is merciful, has mercy towards them, and decides not to fire them and gives them another chance. Well, it was mercy to save this turkey because he could have been killed. What happened was during the holiday season back in 1864, President Abraham Lincoln had a son named Tad. And Tad really liked this one turkey. And he pleaded with his father to not kill the turkey. If you plead with someone, you ask them for something in a very emotional way. Please, please, please. You're very serious about what you want. He asked his father, oh, please don't kill this turkey. They're going to cook him, and he's my friend.
Yeah, kids have a way of getting close to animals, so I suppose Lincoln's mistake was letting his son Tad spend too much time with the turkey, and Tad got close to the turkey, and when it came time for Thanksgiving and they were going to lop its head off.
Chop it off.
Well, the president said, okay, I guess we'll spare him this time. So yes, the turkey was able to keep its head. In other words, it was able to live then. I guess the president probably found a turkey someplace else and didn't let Tad see him chop its head off.
Yeah.
Put its head on the chopping block.
Soon to be cooked. We sometimes will take some words and add hyphens to them to turn it into an adjective. So this turkey is being described as being soon to be cooked. He was allowed to keep its head, so we know that they didn't chop its head off, or as Tom used the word lop, lop means to chop sometimes. Lincoln consented to his son's request and spared the bird's life. If you consent to something, it's a more formal word. It's a verb that means you agree to allow something to happen, or you give permission for something to happen or be done. When a guy wants to ask a girl to marry him, he'll sometimes go to her father first and say, may I take your daughter's hand in marriage? It's a more formal way of saying, can I marry your daughter? And if the father consents, he agrees to let that guy ask his daughter for marriage. Well, Lincoln said, okay, Tad, we won't kill your pet turkey, your little friend. And so this spared the bird's life. A request is just the act of politely or formally asking for something. A lot of you like to listen to the radio station ICRT. You can call in and they'll take requests for songs, which means you can request a song. Request can be a noun or a verb.
I wonder if people still do that.
They do.
It's so easy to just go on the internet, YouTube, and key in the name of the word you want to or the song you want to hear. You can not only hear it, but you can also see the video as well. But I suppose, yes, still people call into radio stations to make requests. And, of course, the president consented to his son's request. He said, okay, I will not kill that turkey. And from then on, other succeeding presidents, or presidents that came after Lincoln, they all did the same, though only informally, which means they kind of did it as a sort of a little side, I guess, a little activity that wasn't really formally announced. It was sort of informal, and maybe people knew about it, maybe they didn't. And we'll continue with our lesson in just a couple of seconds, but right now we're going to take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 在感恩节来到的时候，大家都会想到火鸡大餐。我们来看一下今天的文章，第一个空格的句子写着 However, this day is not one that turkeys blank one for, since they are the poultry of choice on the Thanksgiving dinner table.大家一想到感恩节吃火鸡大餐，想必这一天呢、并非是火鸡所期待的一天咯，因为他们有可能成为晚餐桌上的菜肴。在这里我们可以搭配选项 A, long for, 如果你讲到某人 long for something, 就代表某人很渴望某件事情，然后火鸡绝对一点都不希望这一天的来到，所以第一题我们答案选 A, long, 当作动词渴望的意思。事实上在美国行之有年的是火鸡特赦大会， 我们来看一下第二个空格的句子。The presidential turkey pardon is an annual Thanksgiving blank too that allows America's commander-in-chief to show his softer side.在这个特赦大会上面呢，其实是一个年度的感恩节的什么，可以让这个美国的三军统帅展现出他比较柔和的一面。我们都知道，每一年都有个火鸡的特赦大会，这是一个感恩节的传统。所以第二题，我们搭配句意，可以选一选项的 tradition。第三个空格的句子写着 The original act of mercy is set to blank three back to President Abraham Lincoln. 这个特赦的由来呢，其实据说啊，要追溯回这个亚伯拉罕·林肯总统的时期。当我们来去看这个传统追溯回哪里，在英文里面就可以用片语date back to, 所以第三题我们选 F 选项的 date。 事实上我们再看第四个句子，提到 Lincoln consented to his son's request and blank for the bird's life, 因为林肯总统儿子的要求，他只好答应，也就是饶恕了，不伤害这只火鸡的这条小命咯。所以第四题搭配文意，我们可以选 C 选项的 spared。 spare 在这里是有饶恕或者是不伤害的意思。所以从那一次之后，我们看到第五格空格的句子， From then on, other blank presidents did the same, though only informally. 从林肯总统以后呢，其他的总统也会做相同的事情，只不过都是非正式的。搭配文意，从林肯之后接替的后继的总统。第五题，我们大概可以选 D, succeeding。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Let's continue with our lesson. We're talking about the presidential tradition of pardoning the Thanksgiving turkey. It's been going on since the President's Lincoln, since Lincoln's time. But it became more formal with Presidents George H.W. Bush, or George Bush Sr., the first George Bush president, who was president, what, after Reagan during the first Gulf War. He was between Reagan and Clinton, I believe. And he made the turkey pardon official when he publicly performed the act way back in 1989. If you can remember that far back, hey, that's when this tradition began.
Wow. See, I thought it had been going on more formally, even before George H.W. Bush. I was wrong. So it really wasn't publicized until after 1989, where he actually pardoned a turkey in front of the public. If it's publicly done, it means the media was there. So a lot of people took pictures. It was in the newspaper. Why did it suddenly become public or more formal? Well, at that time, there were some animal rights activists who were marching nearby the president. And so he turned toward a live turkey right then and granted the pardon. If you're an activist, you're someone who's very active in some sort of issue. Usually it's a political issue. These are people who really believe in treating animals with a lot of respect. So an animal activist doesn't want people to kill or even eat animals. So they were saying, hey, we shouldn't be eating all these turkeys every Thanksgiving. And they were marching nearby. And that's when President Bush turned towards one of the turkeys that was right there and said, oh, I give you the ability to continue to live. We often will use the verb grant when we talk about pardons, to grant a pardon. But it's an official phrase, to grant somebody an official pardon.
The most famous pardon, of course, was the pardon given to Nixon by Gerry Ford back in the 70s, but that might be before your time for most of our listeners. That was a presidential pardon for Nixon, but here we're talking about a presidential pardon for the live turkey. He granted the pardon because there were some animal rights activists marching nearby. Mm. Save those turkeys! Don't kill turkeys! Holding signs and stuff like that. And every fall since then, every autumn, fall here refers to that season of the year, the current president has sent a turkey off to live a comfortable life, far from a butcher's knife. The current president, of course, is the president that is in the office right now. The current president of Taiwan is Ma Ying-jeou, and in the USA, the current president is Barack Obama. And, of course, he's going to send this turkey off to live a comfortable life, away from the butcher's knife. Of course, a butcher is a person who specializes in killing animals in order to cut them up for their meat.
You can go to a butcher shop. It's a shop that sells meat. So a butcher is someone who can cut and then sell the meat. But a butcher can also be someone who's killing animals and preparing their meat to be eaten by people. So if you pardon a turkey, of course, you save him from the butcher's knife. A few of these turkeys have even lived out their golden years at Disney theme parks. Your golden years are the years later in life, like your 70s and your 80s. I don't know why they're golden years, because most people don't feel very well after they've gotten pretty old. Our bodies break down. If you live out, this is a phrase we use to mean you spend the rest of your life in some sort of way. Maybe you're wanting to live out your life in a quiet retirement village, or maybe you want to live out the rest of your life traveling around the world. Everybody has different plans for their golden years. These lucky turkeys got to go live in a Disney theme park. Maybe it was in Hong Kong. Maybe it was in Japan. Maybe it was in the United States. Who knows?
Is there still a Disneyland in Europe? I thought there was one in France.
France, uh-huh.
Okay. And, of course, in the USA, Disney theme parks would include Disneyland in California, Anaheim.
And Disney World.
And Disney World in Florida there.
Yeah.
Does the Epcot Center count as a Disney theme park?
Yes.
Or is that part of Disney
part
World?
Part of it.
It's part of it. Okay.
Yeah.
That's in Florida. I've never been to Florida. It's too far away. But in any case, I guess they send those circuits. Yes, yes.
Florida is very similar to Taiwan's weather.
It is.
You should go. Yeah.
Why should I? I know all about Taiwan's weather, so why would I go to Florida?
Oh, you'd feel right at home.
Thing?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it depends. I guess Florida has its own attractions. If you happen to be there, hey, check out Disney World there. You might see a presidential turkey there. Hey, you can take a picture of it and put it on Facebook. Well, since the turkey pardon is a popular media event,
yeah,
the birds meant for pardoning must be trained for the spotlight. Okay, so this is a popular media event. If something's an event, of course, it's something that happens that a lot of people know about and they want to see it and they want to be there to check it out. The annual New Year's Eve fireworks at Taipei 101 is an annual event. It happens every year. They always say they're going to cancel it, though, but, of course, they always have it. And if it's a media event, that means it's something that happens with the TV cameras there and reporters and people there taking pictures and writing news stories and stuff like that.
Notice here when we talk about media and we're talking about radio stations and television stations and newspapers, it isn't only in the plural form, media. Media is already plural. So you can't say medias. The medias are here. The media is here. It's treated as a collective noun, just like family is. The media is going to have a press conference. So the media shows up because they want to put this particular news item in their paper on the TV. The birds that show up for the event have to be trained for the spotlight. If you're in the spotlight, a lot of people are looking at you. So if you get nervous, being in the spotlight could be hard for you. Well, these are animals. They're birds. And so they're not really very good with a lot of people. And some of them go a little crazy. They need to keep calm as reporters are moving around them and snapping photographs. If you snap a photograph or snap a photo, it just means you take a photo.
Snap, yes, it's referring to the sound that a camera makes. Sometimes the word click refers to the sound a camera makes, but we don't say click photographs.
No.
We say snap photographs, take pictures, stuff like that. And I suppose, yes, turkeys do go crazy if you try to hold them still. They flap their wings, they try to get away,
yeah.
and they try to peck at you and stuff like that. And so they might even give the turkey a little bit of training or maybe even a little bit of drugs to make
calm him down.
Calm it down because he's going to be there with the president and he's going to pose for pictures and
yeah.
stuff like that. Yet, still, just in case the chosen bird goes or does go a little cuckoo, there is always an extra turkey waiting in the wings. Waiting in the wings.
Yeah.
Get it? Just in case. If we have this situation and that bird does go cuckoo, which means to go crazy, cuckoo is actually a kind of bird, so our writer is being very clever here using words that refer to birds, to go cuckoo, to go crazy, to go nuts. And, of course, waiting in the wings means something's waiting to come on and take someone's place. That term comes from, I guess, acting, where
yeah, it does.
Actors are waiting at the sides of the stage,
yeah,
the wings.
The sides of the stage are referred to as the wings. If you're not yet ready to go on stage, you're waiting for your part to come. You're in the wings waiting to go on. So we use it figuratively to talk about something that's just waiting for its chance or its turn.
Okay, so there you go. That's how the tradition started. Isn't that fascinating? Now you know. It's time now, everybody, to listen to our Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看到第六个空格的句子。It was President George H.W. Bush who made the turkey pardon blank six when he publicly performed the act in 1989.刚刚前面讲到呢，其实火鸡的特赦都是非正式的，但是到了老布希总统的时代呢，就是他让这个火鸡的特赦成为怎么样子的活动呢？那么在后面有提到他公开在1989年做了这样子的宣誓。搭配文意，第六题我们可以选择 H 选项的 official， 让这样子的火鸡特赦大会成为是正式的官方活动 ，made the turkey pardon official。所以第六题选 H 选项。With animal rights activists marching nearby, he turned toward a live turkey and blank seven the pardon.正因为呢，当时有这些动物保护的激进分子在附近游行，所以他就走向了一只活的火鸡，就怎么样了呢？第七题，我们可以选择 I 选项的 granted， 用 and 连接两个动作，首先走向这个活的火鸡，接着同意准许了这样子的特赦，所以第七题我们选 I 选项的 granted 是当作动词，有同意准予的意思。而从那时候开始呢， The current president has sent a turkey off to live a and blank eight life。就从那时候开始，那么每一个总统呢，现任的总统都会释放一只火鸡，让他可以过着怎么样的生活呢？原来火鸡逃过一死，就可以过着舒适的生活，所以第八题选 B comfortable。后面还提到呢，从这个火鸡特赦大会开始，其实是媒体非常喜爱的活动，所以要训练这些火鸡咯。这里提到 The birds meant for pardoning must be trained for the blank nine， 要在媒体面前出现，当然要训练火鸡，让它习惯成为注目的焦点。所以第九题答案就选 G spotlight， 指的是注目的焦点。当然咯，动物有时候不是这么样子的受管教，所以最后一句的后半段就讲到 There is always a and blank ten turkey waiting in the wings， 如果这只太激动，那总是有额外还有别只在旁边等着接替它呢。所以第十题答案就选 J extra， 有额外的意思。
We hope you all have a happy Thanksgiving. Even if you don't celebrate it here, think of your American friends and wish them a happy Thanksgiving. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.